On his sister's birthday, Mustafa throws a party for Fatima and her friends. He takes the girls for a boat ride on the sea. They are attacked by corsairs and kidnap the two girls. One is Mustafa's sister, the other is his fiancée Zareda. The father curses his son and throws him out of the house. The young man sets out in search of a ship. On the way, Orbazan's brigand sees him, mistaking him for someone else. The mistake is cleared up, and the Ataman lets the young man go. In the city, Mustafa discovers that the prisoners have been bought by the old Kulikos. He enters the palace in the guise of a physician. The false doctor palpates the pulse of each captive through a hole in the wall. He surreptitiously hands Fatima a note. The healer gives the girl a medicine that will make her fall asleep as if she were dead. At night, Mustafa discovers another girl in the crypt, also called Fatima. She wakes up and thanks her savior. The young man turns to Orbazan for help. The brigands sneak into the castle and take the prisoners. The father forgives his son and blesses his marriage to Zareda.